Do you keep telling yourself you don't have time to start an online business? Or do you keep thinking, I'm going to wait until I've got XYZ in place in order to start? The thing is, you are making excuses for yourself, because underneath all of these excuses, the real issue is there's actually fear. There is fear underneath all of these excuses. And the thing with fear is it's really good at disguising itself as a scheduling problem or a capability problem. Now, I've been running my own online business for the past 6 years now. I've made multiple six figures online, and none of that would have happened if I hadn't figured out how to overcome anything that had been stopping me from starting, because it definitely wasn't time. Even though I had made that excuse for years, I actually had the idea for my own online business 3 years before I actually started. And the whole time I told myself I was too busy in my 9-to-5 to build anything on the side. But the reality is I did have time. And I was actually just scared. So in this episode, I'm going to show you how to spot the fear that's actually running the show and holding you back. And I'm going to give you the exact 4 steps I use to work through fear so that you can figure out how to start an online business without waiting until the opportunity has passed, so that you can overcome the fear and start actually doing the thing that you want to do. Now, before we get into it, I'm going to give you a quick introduction in case you're new here. My name's Sophie Biggerstaff. I spent 12 years working my way up the corporate ladder as a fashion buyer for some of the world's biggest fashion brands, including Ralph Lauren, Burberry, Kate Spade and Diesel. But after years of corporate burnout and struggling with extreme anxiety in the workplace, I left everything behind in 2020 with plans to actually travel the world. But the pandemic had other ideas. So I built an online business instead using my existing skills and experiences, and it has made me multiple six figures over the past 6 years. I now help ambitious high achievers do the same and overcome their fears so they can actually step into this world of online business and create the freedom life that they desire. Now, the fears that I see come up a lot in my Freedom Business Bootcamp is the fear of failure, the fear of being judged or criticized, and also the fear of success, which is a sneaky one, because we're like, okay, we're working towards this goal, we want the success, but then the reality hits in of like, oh, but what happens after we achieve the success? And the reality is, when we start an online business, we don't really know what the outcome is going to be. And as humans, that's terrifying, because we can't see what the reality is going to look like at the end, whether we succeed or fail. Then we're obviously going to stay paralyzed and stuck where we are right now, because that is safer for us. We are more safe in our little bubble, knowing what our current circumstances are going to provide for us. When we step out of that box and we start to try something new, and we do start that online business, we don't know what's on the other side of that yet, because we can visualize and we can think about what we want from that, but there's circumstances at play that we can't always control. So the fear is going to keep us stuck where we feel safe rather than venture into the unknown. And that is then why we use excuses like, I don't have the time, I don't have the money, it's not a priority for me right now, I have to wait until XYZ is perfect for me to start, because that is comfortable. If we stay stuck where we are and we stay using those excuses, we're safe. And that is why I believe that there is fear underneath all of the excuses that you're making about not starting an online business. Now, the thing is, you might not even be aware of these fears, because the bit that most people don't actually realize is that what drives the majority of your day-to-day behavior isn't even a conscious decision. It is actually your subconscious running the show. So if that fear is just sitting in your subconscious, it's going to keep finding you reasons not to take action, because staying exactly where you are, like I said, is safe. And safe doesn't just actually mean safe, it just means familiar. And that is why your brain is doing something clever. It's trying to keep you protected in this little bubble, like I mentioned earlier. And then you use those excuses as a scheduling problem instead. So actually, procrastination isn't actually laziness. It's not that you don't want to start. It's not that you can't start. It's actually just fear coming up out of the subconscious and pretending like you have a scheduling problem. Because the reality is, like I said, everyone has an hour in their day to stop scrolling. Stop watching Netflix for one night a week. If you took 1 hour a day, that's 7 hours a week, that's 28 hours a month. And the thing is, that compounds, that time compounds. Now, I'm not just saying this because I'm projecting what I think is going on for you. I've lived through this. I've had ideas for my business for years before I started it. And most of that time I told myself, I literally can't. I'm in a 9-to-5. I don't have the time. I don't have the money. I don't have the resources. And I had a completely warped perspective over what it actually took for me to build the business. But when we keep telling ourselves we don't have the time, what we won't clock is that we're in a phase of like full-on imposter syndrome. And imposter syndrome is just fear with a different name on it. The fear of the outcome, the fear of like what could be, whichever way it goes. So if someone had sat me down at the beginning and said, hang on a minute, you sit and watch Netflix for X hours a day, you scroll most nights, you are doing all of these things when you could just be spending 1 hour a day, that is the time that you can use to build your business. And I probably would have argued with them. And the thing is, if I look back now, they would have been right. And this is exactly what I work through in my Freedom Business Bootcamp, because even before we get to building the actual business, you need to get really honest with yourself about what's stopping you, because it almost nearly stopped me. And it is almost never time that is actually the real problem. So I'm going to give you 4 steps today that I want to take you through. And they're the same ones I've had to work through myself. They're going to help you overcome and shift out of that fear and start taking action. Because the reality is you need to do this fear-based mindset work before you start something new, because this fear is going to keep presenting. Even if you do take that first action and you actually start building your online business, later on down the line, that fear is probably going to rear its head again, and then you're going to have to keep overcoming it. So the earlier we can tackle these fears, the easier it is going to be for you to take action, actually launch an online business. Okay, step number one, I want you to name the fear very specifically. I want you to get really honest with yourself and tell yourself, what are you scared of exactly? Is it that you fail and everyone sees you fail? Is it that you succeed and your whole life has to change? I want you to be really specific, because a vague fear is really hard for us to work with. And if you can define one specific thing, we can actually delve into that properly. Now, once you have got that idea, that fear that you are struggling with, step two is to find the evidence against this fear. Because if you ask yourself, have you actually got proof that this fear is justified? Has something like this happened to you before? Or are you just assuming that this will? Most of the time when we actually sit down and look at the evidence behind our own fears, there isn't any. And this is a cognitive behavioral therapy method to really question, is this fear true or is this fear just in my head? So it really needs to be questioned and looked at as if, is this actually true or am I just making this up?
I'm going to interrupt this episode for 40 seconds to ask you a very quick question. If you're running an e-commerce business right now, are you using email marketing? If not, you're missing big opportunities in your current sales funnel, because email is one of the fastest ways to get in front of your ideal customers directly to increase sales in your e-commerce business. And email marketing tools like today's show sponsor, Omnisend, have literally been set up to help you sell more easily. Omnisend is trusted by 150,000 plus brands. They're 4.8 star reviews on Shopify and 24/7 human support. On average, Omnisend customers are making $79 for every $1 spent, making it one of the highest return on investments in marketing. If this has made you realize you need to get started with email marketing, or you're looking for a new email marketing tool to migrate to, Omnisend will handle this free of charge in just 5 days for paid plan users. Check out Omnisend at the link in the show notes and use code ITSSOPHIEBIGSTAR for an exclusive listener discount. Now back to the episode.
Step number three is to work out whose fear it actually is. And this is something that most people don't realize, that we inherit fears from other people. Because if we are living in a society where starting an online business is not the normal thing to do, and everyone's telling you and questioning, why are you doing that? Maybe it's not your fear. Maybe you really truly believe in yourself, but other people don't believe it's possible. So you need to ask yourself, is this a genuine fear of your own based on your own experiences? Or is this a fear that you've picked up somewhere else and you've just been carrying it for a while without ever checking in with yourself if it belongs to you? Now, a lot of the time, it isn't actually your fear to carry in the first place. So we really need to identify that, because we don't want to be carrying other people's fears. We only want to be carrying ours so that we can start removing them. Because if it's someone else's fears, there's not a lot we can do about that, because they're not ours. Our fears, we can reprogram. Now, step number four, the first start of reprogramming, is to hold up that fear against the opposite outcome. So whatever the fear is telling you will happen if you start, you need to start questioning, well, what happens if I don't? What happens in the reverse situation? not just what happens this week, but what happens in another 3 years' time if you're still telling yourself the same story about not having time, not having the money, needing to be perfect before you start. Then I want you to ask yourself, what could actually happen if you did the exact thing that you're scared of instead? We need a counteractive statement to release that fear and make it look less scary so that we can see the alternative solution. So essentially, if we look at it in a more like positive, negative light, the fear is more in the negative light and the counter is more in the positive light. So if you're saying, what happens if I fail? You would look at what happens if I succeed. So you need to start identifying what the counter terminology could be so that you can overcome the fear. Now, the thing is, what catches a lot of people out when it comes to fear is that it isn't a one-time fix. Now, this is like a fear-shaped chair. You overcome one shape of the fear and it doesn't just disappear. Sometimes it comes back later in a completely different shape because the root of it is never going to fully go away. It's just going to evolve as you evolve. So if you overcome a fear right now and you're set, if you name the fear and you start looking at the counter fear and you look at the evidence against it, don't be shocked if that fear comes up again later on down the line, but in a different disguise. Because the work isn't just beating the fear once, it's staying aware of the fear to recognize every single time it shapeshifts so that you can constantly keep overcoming the fear. Because I'm going to be really honest with you, fear is constantly going to come up throughout your online business journey because as you grow, new fears are going to come into play. And I've definitely experienced that for myself. At the beginning, yes, of course, I had this fear to start. I had a fear of judgment. I came from a corporate background. I was thinking, oh my God, what are all my colleagues are going to think when I start launching videos like this or content on LinkedIn? What on earth are they going to think of me? And then I had to really overcome, okay, what is this fear looking like? Okay, it's fear of criticism. It's fear of judgment from people that once respected me because I'm doing something different. But the reality is if I looked at the situation, they were still stuck in their 9-to-5 jobs. I wanted to be free. I wanted to start my own thing. If I hadn't overcome that fear of criticism and judgment, I would have never have got this outcome where I've been running my online business for 6 years. So you really have to look at, like, is this fear of judgment coming from people that I actually want to be judged by? Because that's not the reality I want to live in anymore. I want to live in this reality. So you need to really identify where this fear is coming from and is it actually valid? Now, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The fear for me that's coming up is actually fear of success. Now, I have worked through all of my fears of failure because I've failed so many times in the past 6 years. I think that's a key part of entrepreneurship. And in my own belief, failure doesn't really exist. You can only have lessons out of failures. So for me, I've already worked through that fear of failure because you become very resilient as an entrepreneur. But the reality is that now I'm in a position where I'm growing my business. I also have this fear of success because I don't know what this true success looks like that I could potentially achieve because it's obviously always evolving. And my vision of success right now is so much bigger than I ever have experienced before. So this is a new fear that's turned up. And it's like, okay, if I get the success, can I hold on to it? Can I keep it once I've got it? What does it require of me to show up in a way to match that level of success? And this is a completely different shape of pretty much the same fear. And if I hadn't have stayed aware enough of it to notice it, I probably wouldn't have realized and I would have called it something else entirely. And I would have just been like, okay, I don't have time to grow my business. When the reality is, yes, of course I have time to grow my business. So whatever that fear looks like for you, I really want you to go through those 4 steps today to truly identify what it is that's holding you back. Because if you've been telling yourself for months or maybe even years that you just don't have time to start an online business, now you have the tools to know exactly what is going on. It's never even about the hours in the day. It's really about the fear and the subconscious beliefs that you haven't actually looked at yet. And that is why you haven't started. So now you've got 4 steps to actually work through it. Plus a heads up that it was probably going to show up in a different shape further down the road. And that is completely normal. And I really would love to see more people overcoming these fears and starting their online business because it is such a shame when you've got an amazing idea and fear is holding you back. If this resonated today and you're ready to get actually honest about what's been holding you back and turn your idea into a real action plan, come and join me at my next free Freedom Business Bootcamp. You can register for it in the show notes. It is the same framework that I walk every new founder through on how to identify the fear, identify what's holding them back, turn their offer into something tangible and into something that they're actually going to be able to sell and identify their ideal client profile. In the meantime, feel free to come and find me on LinkedIn. Everything I share there goes hand in hand with what I talk about on the podcast here. I would love to see you over there and chat with you in my DMs, and I will drop the link to that in the show notes. If you like this episode, please make sure you like and subscribe. It really helps me spread the word that I'm trying to achieve in terms of building a business around what works for you. Anti-hustle culture vibes over here. And otherwise, I'll see you in the next one.
That's a wrap on today's episode of the Freedom Method podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If this episode helped you think differently about how to build an online business, gave you the push you needed to leave your corporate job, or just reminded you that a freedom lifestyle business is genuinely possible, I want to hear about it. Find me on Instagram or LinkedIn at It's Sophie Biggerstaff and tell me what landed for you. All the links on how to work with me are in the show notes. And if this episode spoke to you, please subscribe and share it with someone you know who's dreaming of something more. I'll see you next time.